Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie. I hope you guys are ready to learn.
And I'm Peter. Well, what are we waiting for? Let's get started. Today's topic is small talk.
Our title for today is Where Is It? Where is it? Hey, Peter, have you ever given anything away before?
Yes, I have. I have given away books. After I read a book or two, I give them to a friend.
Wow, you are a good friend, Peter. It's nice to give things away. Is there something you want to give away? Maybe to a friend? Think about it while we practice our reading. Here's Peter to help.
Susie is giving away a box of books. She read them already. She will take them to the library. Taylor may want some books. That's good. Then the box will be lighter. Alex and Ben like Linda's painting of mountains. The mountains are in Europe. They'd like to climb them. Susie often loses her keys. And Rob sometimes loses his phone. It's not in his pocket now.
Thank you, Peter. Hey, Peter, how do you feel when you give things away?
Well, I feel good. It makes me feel happy.
Me too. Knowing that I made someone else happy is a great feeling. And you know what else feels great? Learning our keywords. Here's Christina.
Hi friends, Susie 想要把一箱旧书送出去，这些书她都已经读过了。She read them already. 句尾的 already 是副词，表示之前已经做过某件事了。Susie 想要把书送给图书馆，图书馆就是 library. She is giving the books to the library.Susie 很大方，说 Taylor 如果想要的话可以挑一些书拿走，因为这样的话箱子会轻一点。形容词 light 表达轻的。The box will be lighter. Lighter 就是 light 的比较级，更轻的意思。Linda 有一幅画，画中的高山真的是很美。Alex 说他想要去爬那座山。他说 I'd like to climb them.动词 climb 就是爬或者是攀登的意思，字尾的 b 不发音。Rob 说他通常把手机放在口袋里，口袋就是 pocket. He keeps his phone in his pocket.
Hey, Susie. That's a big box. What's in it?
Books, and they are heavy.
What are you going to do with them?
I'm giving them away. I read them already.
Where are you taking them?
To the library. They can sell them at their used book sale.
Can I look at them?
Sure. If you take some, the box will be lighter.
Taylor and Susie are in the office. Susie has a box of books.
Well, I have a book right here. It has many sheets of paper in it. They can be about stories, history, or even English.
Yeah. Children read books all the time. They read stories about animals, food, and family.
Some people like reading books as a hobby. They read on the subway or even a cafe. Anywhere they go, they read.
Yeah, Susie likes to read too, but after she finishes the book, she gives it away. Let's go to Christina to learn more about this phrase, give away.
Susie 要把这箱书送给图书馆，她说 I'm giving them away. 片语 give away 就是赠送的意思。你可以说 Susie wants to give away those books.或者也可以说 Susie wants to give those books away. 所以 those books 可以放在 give away 后面，也可以放在他们的中间。再来看一个例子， Let's give the old toys away. 或者 Let's give away the old toys. 所以这两种说法都可以。只是有一件事要注意，如果是要送出去的东西是 it, them, 这些代名词的话，就一定要用 give it away, 或是 give them away。代名词就一定要放在 give away 的中间。
Thank you, Christina. Hey, Marie, I have many games at home, but I don't want to play them anymore, so I'm giving them away.
I'm giving them away.
Wait, no, they're my games. I'm giving them away?
Peter, I'm giving them away is today's
calendar phrase.
I'm giving them away.
I'm giving them away.
我要把这些送人。
You have a lot of books.
Yeah, I'm giving them away.
These are good books.
Yes, I'm giving them away.
I love books.
I'm giving them away. Take a few.
No, I have too many books.
Me too. That's why I'm giving them away.
I'm giving them away.
I'm giving them away.
我要把这些送人。
What a fun calendar phrase. In conversation A, Susie said she will take the books to the library.
Oh, the library! What a fun place! A library is a place where there are many books.You can take a book from the library and read it at home.
That's right. You can read your book, and when you're done with the book, you've finished reading, you bring it back to the library. We say you return the book.
That's right. Wherever you live, there is probably a library close to you.
There are libraries in schools and in many towns and cities.
Susie is going to the library because they are having a book sale. She can sell her books there.
Wow, this is a great book.
Peter likes to read a lot, but he shouldn't be reading while we are teaching, right, Peter?
Sorry, maybe I should finish this later. I just love reading so much.
Yes, later is a better idea.
Well, I think we're out of time for this lesson, so I can keep reading. Let's go to conversation B.
Did you see Linda's painting of the mountains?
Yes, they're really beautiful.
Which mountains are they? Do you know?
Not really, but they're in Europe somewhere.
I like to climb them.
So would I. I like seeing nature pictures around the office.
Me too.
Maybe we should hang some in the studio. That's a good idea.
Ben and Alex are in the Jungle Cafe. They are talking about Linda's painting.
Linda painted a picture of mountains. A mountain is an area of land that is very high.
Yeah, it's much higher than a hill. Many people like to go hiking in the mountains.
Yeah, during the winter, many people go skiing in the mountains.
So the painting Linda has is of a mountain in Europe.
Oh, there are so many beautiful mountains in Europe. Years ago, I went to the Swiss mountains.
Wow, what are they called?
I'll tell you later, after we go to Rebecca.
Hello, friends. I have a very special treat for you today. We get to learn a grammar point. Which noun are they?For example, which boxes are they? Or which dogs are they? Now it's up to you to use it.
Wow, well, thank you, Rebecca. Now, Marie, which mountains did you go to?
They were mountains in Switzerland. I went to a mountain called the Grand Coulmen. I went skiing there. It was a lot of fun.
That does sound fun. So in conversation B, Alex says he would like to climb the mountains in Europe.
Climb. Let's talk about the word climb. To climb means to move or go up using your feet and hands.
Right. If you want to paint your room, you need to climb a ladder because the room is so high.
Yeah. And you know who loves to climb? Children. Many children enjoy climbing trees. They find tree branches to step on to make them go higher.
Wow, that sounds like fun to me. In our conversation, Ben said he would also like to climb the mountains in Europe.
Climbing a mountain sounds fun, but it takes a lot of work.
Yeah, I've climbed mountains before. It's hard, but it is great exercise. Hey, maybe you guys can exercise while we take a break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, Peter, have you seen my phone?
No, maybe check your pockets.
Oh, no, they're not in my pockets.
Are you sure? Maybe let's look around. Oh, there's your phone.
Oh, it's right here.
It must have fallen out of your pocket. You need to take care of your things.
I will. All right, friends, now that I have my phone, we can go to Conversation C.
Do you lose your keys very often, Susie?
Yes, I put them down and forget them.
I do that with my phone sometimes. Usually, I keep it here in my pocket. Uh-oh. It's not here.
When did you use it last?
I used it in my car. I called my brother.
Check there. And also check your coat pocket.
I will, right now.
Rob and Susie are talking. Rob asks Susie if she loses her keys often.
Often means many times, or a lot.
That's right. I take the subway almost every day. I can say, I take the subway often.
Here's another example. I don't cook a lot at home, so I go out to eat often.
Susie says she loses her keys often. She puts her keys down, then forgets them.
Sometimes I lose my keys. Not often, but sometimes.
I never lose my keys, but sometimes I forget where I put my phone.
Friends, if you know someone who forgot where they put something, you should ask them, when did you see it last?
Let's go to Christina to learn more about this.
Rob 找不到他的手机，所以 Susie 问他最后一次看到手机是什么时候。When did you see it last? 我们来学一下句尾的 last。它在这里是副词，表达最后或是上次，是用来修饰动词的。你可以说 When did you visit them last? 你最后一次去看他们是什么时候？ When did they call you last? 他们最后一次打电话给你是什么时候？这些都是 last 做副词最后一次的用法。
Thank you, Christina. Rob lost his phone. He usually keeps it in his pocket, but it's not there.
Yeah, Susie asks him, when did you see it last? He said in his car.
Oh, Rob must be upset, but he will check to see if it's in the car.
When you check something, you look at a place or in a place to find something.
Right. Here's an example. If you are looking for a fork, check the top drawer in the kitchen.
We can also check people. I can say, I checked the office to see if she was there, but she wasn't.
In this conversation, Rob will also check his coat pockets to see if his phone is there. I hope Rob finds his phone.
I'm going to check my pockets just to make sure I have my phone.
Wait, let me check. I think... I don't know how this happened, but I have Rob's phone.
Wow, Peter, how did you get Rob's phone?
I don't know. We'll find out. But right now, we need to go to our keywords.
Here's our first keyword for today. Already. Already. I already talked to the teacher.
Library. Library. Take this book back to the library.
Light. Light. This bag is light. I can carry it.
Climb. Climb. Let's climb up those stairs.
Pocket. Pocket. Jake put his hand in his pocket. Well, those are our key words for today. Keep on practicing. Now it's time to review our lessons. Here we go.
Hey, Susie. That's a big box. What's in it?
Books, and they are heavy.
What are you going to do with them?
I'm giving them away. I read them already.
Where are you taking them?
To the library. They can sell them at their used book sale.
Can I look at them?
Sure. If you take some, the box will be lighter.
Did you see Linda's painting of the mountains?
Yes, they're really beautiful. Which mountains are they? Do you know?
Not really, but they're in Europe somewhere.
I'd like to climb them.
So would I. I like seeing nature pictures around the office.
Me too.
Maybe we should hang some in the studio. That's a good idea.
Do you lose your keys very often, Susie?
Yes, I put them down and forget them.
I do that with my phone sometimes. Usually, I keep it here in my pocket. Uh-oh. It's not here.
When did you use it last?
I used it in my car. I called my brother.
Check there, and also check your coat pocket.
I will, right now.
Ginger, why is this box still here?
I don't know where to put it.
Well, what's inside?
I didn't look. I don't know.
Well, maybe we should look.
Yeah. Why don't you look and find out?
Oh, boy. There are books inside. This is great.
Well, I'd rather have bananas inside.
Oh, look. Look at this one.
Ooh.
This book is interesting. Look. It's a book about monkeys.
Monkeys? Hey, you should take that book.
Well, I already know a lot about monkeys.
Yeah, but you should take the book, and the box will be lighter.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah, take them all.
Okay. Ooh.
Where did I put my car keys? They have to be here somewhere.
Oh, hi everyone, I'm Jack and this is Jack's file. I have lost my car keys. So, I'm looking for them. Do you ever lose things?
I do.
Then I have to find them. Excuse me while I find my car keys.
We all lose things. We forget where we keep things. Or, we forget where we leave things. How can we stop losing things? There is a way to stop losing things at home. You have a special place for your most important things. Find a special place to put your wallet, your purse, or your keys. Then put them there every time you come home. If you make a habit of putting something in one place, you will never lose it. When you are away from home, you need to make sure you have everything. What are the things that you lose most often? Your keys? Your cell phone? Get into the habit of checking for those things before you leave a place. When you do lose something, don't panic. Just start to look for it. Remember places where you were. Then either visit or call these places and ask about your lost item. When you lost something at home, try to remember the last time you used it or saw it. Then start looking in that place. Most of all, don't get upset or angry. Look around and you will find your lost item.
I found my car keys! They were still in my jacket pocket. But now I'm going to decide on a special place for them. I will put them on my desk. Then I can always find them. I'll put my wallet and my cell phone there too. Then I won't lose anything again. Well, at least not very often. See you next time, everyone.
Great, great. Okay, Rob is with Alex. This is Rob's phone. They just look the same, and I took the wrong phone. So, okay, great, and I'll see you there. Alex is going to meet me and give the phone to Rob. Oh,
that's great news. Then he can have his phone back.
Yeah, I felt really bad about that.
It's all right. At least you're going to give it back to him.
Well, and Susie wants to know, do you want any books? She's giving them away.
Oh, what books?
Well, I think some of them are cookbooks. Do you want any?
It's okay.
Okay, well, I'll let her know. She has one on some Chinese cooking. I'm going to take that cookbook. Well, friends, we'll see you tomorrow right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.